This is Pro Blogger.
Are you feeling stuck with some aspect of your blogging, business, or life? If so, today's episode is for you. Hi, my name's Darren Rouse, and welcome to episode 158 of the Pro Blogger podcast, where today I want to talk about getting unstuck, building some momentum. What I want to talk about today really applies to many aspects of life, but I guess we're particularly focusing in on blogging and business. I want to share with you a simple tip, and this won't be a long podcast, to help you to get unstuck. You can find today's show notes over at problogger.com/podcast/158.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
One of the themes at this year's Pro Blogger event that we didn't plan but came up in many of the presentations that happened was take imperfect action. It came up numerous times. The first time I heard the term or the phrase was at the World Domination Summit a few years ago where Jada Selner from Simple Green Smoothies used it. I'm not sure where it originated from. I'd love to credit the original source of it. But ever since I heard Jada use it, it stuck with me. And I shared about it a couple of years ago at the Pro Blogger event. And ever since I shared it, it's been a recurring theme at the event as well. Because many bloggers really relate to this feeling of getting stuck. You know, many times as bloggers, we feel paralyzed with different aspects of what we do. And as I said before, this applies to many areas of our life. It's a human feeling, I guess, in many ways. For some of us, it's fear that stops us and paralyzes us. For others, it's perfectionism. That's a big one for me. Sometimes it's analysis paralysis. We get so stuck in trying to work out how to do something that we never actually take action. For some of us, it's because we don't have a clear idea of the big picture or where we're headed. Sometimes we can't take action because we don't know our final destination. For others of us, we feel we need to know more. We need to develop a skill, or we need to develop confidence, or we need to meet more people, or we need more money before we can take a certain action. For others of us, it's a problem of comparing ourselves with others. It's a problem of, you know, feeling like what we want to do has already been done by everyone, or everyone else does it better than us, or we can't achieve a certain standard. And for some of us, it's just an overwhelming feeling of not knowing what to do first. You know, there's a whole lot of different reasons that we could be stuck and not taking action. And for some of us, it's a combination of these things. And I really relate to a lot of the things I've just run through there. For me, I guess I sometimes get so many ideas that I feel a little bit confused about which ones to do first. That's a strong one for me. Another one for me is fear. I often worry about what people will think about me, how I will sound, how I will come across, what if I make a mistake. And the other big one for me, as I mentioned before, was perfectionism. I have a tendency to get things perfect inside my head, to get them just right there in my brain, to imagine things perfectly, but then action feels a little risky. To do what I've dreamt up and perfected in my mind is a risk that things might not quite turn out the way I imagined them. And as a result, I tend to be pretty good at perfect inaction. I get things so perfect in my mind that I don't actually take action because I could never measure up to the way that I imagine things. Well, whatever the reasons, whether it's one of the ones that I've mentioned or something else, getting stopped in your tracks is a real problem when you're in business of any kind, but particularly in the online space where things move so fast. It's particularly important that you keep active and keep moving, and momentum really is very important in the business that we're in. Imperfect action is better than perfect inaction every single time. In fact, it turns out that imperfect action is the only kind of action there is, if you really think about it. No one ever takes perfect action. Nobody ever takes perfect action. The only kind of action there is imperfect action.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Now, there are a few benefits of imperfect action. This isn't really rocket science, but I want to go through them because I think it can hopefully help you through this little hump that maybe you're feeling at the moment. Imperfect action gets things done. Action is the main thing that separates dreamers from those who accomplish great things. Imperfect action gets things done. Imperfect action creates momentum. Very often when you take a small imperfect action, the following next steps reveal themselves. I mentioned before that some people don't take action because they can't see the big picture. Sometimes you will never see the big picture until you start taking steps. The next steps reveal themselves once you take that first small step. For me, sometimes when I take that first step towards a fuzzy goal, it's where the goal becomes clear for me. And it's also where I get energy to move me even further towards that goal. Related to this is that imperfect action builds confidence and courage. I love this quote from Dale Carnegie. He says, "Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, don't sit at home and think about it. Go out and get busy." Imperfect action teaches you. The best way to learn something is to do it. Don't feel you have the skills. Take imperfect action. You'll quickly learn a lot. You know, the day I started my first blog was the day I probably learned the most about blogging ever since. In the last 14 years, it was that first day where I took a step out of my comfort zone and started a blog. I learned so many skills about blogging. I understood so much more than the day before. You learn so much. You learn skills. You gather knowledge by taking imperfect action. Related to this is that imperfect action leads to self-discovery and self-improvement as well. You will learn so much about yourself through taking action. Stepping out of your comfort zone will force you to think about who you are and how you react in those type of situations. For me, again, starting my blog helped me to develop my ideas. It helped me to discover passions that I never would have even known I had within me simply by starting, by putting myself out of my comfort zone in that way. And the last thing I'll say about imperfect action is that it's relatable. And this is something I think a lot of bloggers and podcasters and online business people should really understand. You know, sometimes the temptation is to get everything perfect when we're creating products and when we're creating blog posts and when we're creating sales material. When we're putting ourselves out there, we want it to be perfect and we're told that it should be excellent. It should be as perfect as it can be. But sometimes we get things so perfect that it's actually not relatable because it loses some humanness. And one of the things I've realized is that with this podcast particularly, is that I know my episodes aren't perfect. I stumble and I don't edit out some of my mistakes or most of my mistakes. And I think that makes me a little bit more real. It makes me a little bit more human. I'm flawed. I'm just like you are. We all make mistakes. And I think sometimes by leaving our imperfections in, it makes us a little bit more relatable. It shows that you are human. And this is what people are looking for increasingly online. In an age where everything is so polished and professional, I sometimes think that humanness, vulnerability, imperfection stands out and can be a little bit relatable. Now, I'm not saying here that you shouldn't aim for excellence. You do want your blog posts to be edited. You do want things to be come over as slick and as professional as you can, but don't edit out your imperfection. Sometimes imperfection is relatable and it makes you stand out from everyone else. So imperfect action gets things done. It creates momentum. It builds confidence and courage. It teaches you. It leads to self-discovery and it's relatable.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
So here's my call to action. Take your next best step. You don't need to arrive at your destination today. You just need to take your next best step. The best of your ability is all you can really do. I came across a really interesting little article by Donna Arganti, I think it is. I don't know exactly how to pronounce that. This is my imperfection. But as I was doing a search before for imperfect action, I came across a post that she wrote with some steps into how to take imperfect action. I'll link to her article in the show notes today. But she goes through six steps. And I thought it might be helpful to go through them really briefly. She says, here's six steps to help you gracefully take imperfect action. Step number one, identify what you are feeling stuck about. Step number two, what are 1 to 3 ways you could move forward, even if you don't have all the pieces together yet? Just come up with three things that could help you to move forward, even small steps forward. Step number three, choose one of those three ways that you are willing to take action on now. It could just be a tiny, small thing. Step number four, what are the resources and information that you need that will give you more confidence to take that next step? What do you need to gather in order for you to take that step? Step number five, what imperfect action will you take next once you've taken that first step? And step number six, repeat step four and five until your goal is accomplished. Now, I'd probably add a couple of little things into Donna's list there. Firstly, I like to tell people what action I'm going to take. For me, accountability, even if it's just a little bit of accountability with someone who's going to encourage me, can go a long way into helping me to get things moving. So telling someone the step I'm going to take, and most importantly for me, telling them when I'm going to take that step by, gives me the accountability. Another thing I like to add in to the process is celebration. Sometimes I think a little celebration can be in order after you've taken some kind of action. You know, a high five, a fist pump, some sort of an acknowledgement of the steps we take can be good, particularly when we have pushed through fear and it's a big step for us, taking us out of our comfort zone. But don't celebrate too long because it may actually stop you from taking the next step as well. And the last thing I'll say is that remember, as I said before, action is a risk. So it's usually going to be accompanied with some fear. But that's normal. It's a sign that you're doing something important.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is ProBlogger.
One last little tip for you. I sometimes think if you're really stuck, it can be useful to set aside a longer period of time for a burst of imperfect action. Now, late last year, I realized I was losing a bit of momentum in a number of things in my business. I'd been putting off and procrastinating about a few different tasks. In fact, a lot of different tasks. I'd been putting things on my someday list. I talked about this at the event recently. So I decided to set aside a whole week to get things done, to move things off my someday list onto my today list. And I came up with a list of about 10 things that I really needed to do, things that I'd been avoiding and that I wanted to achieve over a week. And so I set aside a whole week to start ticking those things off. Now, all 10 relatively small things, things that I could achieve in half a day or less. Now, that week turned out to be a really great week. I also, in that week, turned off a lot of the input in my life. I decided to stop consuming for that week, so no reading blog posts, no listening to podcasts, no social media, and very limited email. I turned off a lot of those sort of instant messaging tools as well. I didn't watch Netflix that week. I decided to stop consuming for a week and start creating for a week. And for me, actually putting that time aside and putting some boundaries around it and protecting my week in that way really helped me to achieve a lot and to get momentum back. So I achieved a lot in that week, but I found that the second week, the week after, was also a really productive week because I was in creating mode. I was actually in getting things done mode, and I confronted some of those things that I was avoiding because I was scared of them or because I thought they were too overwhelming, and I got things done. Let me finish with a small quote from Mark Twain. He says, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. Take imperfect action. You can find today's show notes with a link to Donna's article at problogger.com/podcast/158.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Are you feeling a little bit scared about the action that you know you need to take? I've got one more podcast for you to listen to. It's episode number 54. And in it, I give you three questions to ask yourself when you're facing fear. Head over to that. It's in iTunes PB54 or ProBlogger.com/podcast/54. Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.